So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. We had on today Ryan Boyer, who's the head, really, powerhouse in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, across the board, going back and forth with Josh Shapiro, national aspirant president, and the idea of school choice, which Boyer, surprisingly, really supports, and yet couldn't bring himself to say his take was, well, Josh Shapiro supports it too, which I certainly don't think is even remotely possible. Corey DeAngelis was on the Will Cain show yesterday. Extensive interview. Flew down. I was going back and forth with him to Dallas and has been gracious enough to do my podcast and been on the air with us many times. His book, The Parent Revolution, or Parent Revolution, is just a compendium for parents as we're back to school. And he talked about AI yesterday with Will Cain and just the staggering revolutionary things that's going on with things that parents want, and people are coming up with capitalist solutions to fill their needs. Let's go to Corey DeAngelis. Corey, great stuff with Will Cain yesterday. I haven't seen anybody talk about some of the things that you got into yesterday.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Dom.
Well, one thing today, so I don't know if you probably don't know here in Philadelphia, Ryan Boyer, he's the powerhouse. He's 40,000 member, big union, comes on with me. We share certain things in common, including he's done the podcast. He's a big school choice proponent. His argument with Josh Shapiro is that Shapiro supports school choice, but only when these schools are miserable, so to speak. He referenced some suburban schools and said, no, I wouldn't support school choice for those people. Have you heard that argument before? And what do you make of what Shapiro's doing presidential politics wise?
Yeah. So, I mean, Josh Shapiro, I wrote about this in the Wall Street Journal at least twice in 2022, because Josh Shapiro, right before his election day, he changed his education platform to include a form of private school choice. He called it Lifeline Scholarship. So it was actually a bill that was run by a Republican the year before. And Josh Shapiro ultimately ended up vetoing that school right. choice provision in the budget. Bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it works out for him. But, you know, he blamed the Democrat-controlled House
yes.
and said, well, it's their fault. You know, they just couldn't figure it out with the Senate controlled by the Republicans. And he said that he ultimately had to veto it because of that. And so it kind of sounded like he was trying to have his cake and eat it
yeah.
too, say he supported school mm-hmm. choice, but then ultimately side with the unions at the 11th hour. But look, now there's another opportunity for him that I wrote about this year in the Wall Street Journal. In Trump's big, beautiful bill,
yes.
there's a school choice provision. Governors have the opportunity to opt in, and you can circumvent the union-controlled legislature. And so look, you know, Josh Shapiro, put up or shut up. If you support school choice, then go ahead and do it. This doesn't take a dollar from local schools. It is a federal initiative. It's a tax credit, not a voucher. And so give your constituents this support. He does say, you know, even with like the scholarship proposals other than the federal one, that he supports Lifeline scholarships, which are just for kids in failing schools. I think a school can fail for a whole host of reasons that are not captured by average test scores. I mean, if it's a woke ideology and your kid's getting all A's on the report card, that's not aligned with your values. That is failing for your family. You should be able to opt out too. So we shouldn't put these kind of stipulations on the programs that, you know, limit them to certain areas geographically mm-hmm. or certain types of public schools. It should be open to everybody. I mean, because parents yeah. differ on what they see as a high quality school. And so, yeah, I would push Josh Shapiro to expand his support for all types of school choice.
Well, and Corey, too, one of the things, and you talk about it, too, in survey after survey that comes up, even if the school on the outside appears to be decent, parents are concerned about safety, bullying, stuff
yep.
like that. Even in schools, we had somebody on from the Commonwealth Foundation here, the suburban schools in Philadelphia, some of them are labeled persistently dangerous of one sort or another. So trying to carve yep. out this little niche here is what Shapiro is after to try to do to kind of take the heat off while also please the people in Iowa in the primary in 2028.
Yes, it's a way to try to have it both ways.
Yeah.
Have his cake and eat it too. But look, I mean, Trump is kind of putting him to a sticky situation here because also certainly with the big, beautiful bill as well, anybody can donate to these scholarships, whether your governor
right.
opts in or not. But
yep.
you can only get the scholarships if your governor says so. So it's kind of like a 21 drinking aid situation that I see unfolding where that's all tied to federal highway funding. So every state chooses 21 as
mm-hmm.
the number. And so with the school choice bill, if you don't opt in, you're shooting yourself in the foot because you're allowing your constituents, whether they know it or not, to donate scholarship money to families in red states. So as a Texan, if Shapiro doesn't opt in, on behalf of my Texan fellow citizens, I thank Josh Shapiro for subsidizing scholarships in my state. So
exactly.
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but exactly.
At the end of the day, I think it kind of I don't know how long it's going to take, but at some point I think we're going to look back and every state will be like, why would we ever not accept this free money? I mean, it's not free. Nothing is free. But in order to get the scholarships, you have to opt in.
Now, here's what popped to me yesterday with the Will Cain stuff, the variety. And nobody has talked about this in the manner that you did that's out there. And I guess reluctantly, I would go along because I want parents to have
yeah.
choice. But you did talk about an all virtual America Virtual Academy nationally, and you talked about
yeah.
AI instructors part of the day. Oh, man. Tell me that's not
yeah.
happening, is it?
Yeah, well, it's actually pretty cool. I mean, I was just at the White House last week with Melania Trump. She unrolled an AI and education initiative. She actually rolled out a challenge nationwide for students to collaborate with educators to solve local problems in their communities using artificial intelligence technology. They have up to $10,000 prizes. And I like this kind of thousand flower bloom type of approach, incorporating the invisible hand, the free market. based on individual decisions instead of a top-down mandate from central planners in the bureaucracy. That never works. So I don't trust that to work with AI. So I think it needs to be based on what families see best for their own kids. And so private sector schools are already incorporating AI. The government's always late to the party, but there's a school in Austin, Texas called Alpha School. It charges about $40,000 a year. So I will say they are reaping the benefits of first mover advantage. And when you have a successful model and people are willing to pay for it, good for you.
Sure.
But when people can replicate it, prices go down. That's how competition works. They have 2 hours of AI-based tutoring and instruction based on the individual kid's needs every day. But the rest of the day, you get to be a kid. You get to learn the natural way by interacting with your community and doing more hands-on types of projects. And so you can kind of really get the best of both worlds where you implement technology, which we need to do. I mean, other countries are already doing it. In order to be competitive on a global scale, our kids and our, first future workforce needs to be able to use tools to their advantage to be competitive. And so people are already using AI at the kitchen table. I mean, I talked to my wife yesterday. She didn't ask me if I Googled something. She said, "Did you ask Grok for the answer to that?"
Wait a minute. I think Grok is kind of unreliable. I have antagonism toward.
I have Grok 4. Yeah. I paid for the premium version. Grok 4 is actually pretty. But there's also American Virtual Academy. It's kind of this new anti-woke private school. It's nationwide,
right.
Obviously. Anybody can access it. But they're already using AI technology to tailor curriculum based on individual student needs. So it's already happening. The genie's out of the bottle. There's no putting it back in. And if people are fearful of kind of this new technology, I mean, think about historically, whenever things have kind of changed in these ways with innovations, we had the calculator, we had the personal computer. People had, they thought that kids weren't going to learn how to do math anymore because of these things. But these tools, if harnessed in the right way, have been used over time and can, with AI, be used as a force for good. And so I think the best way that we maximize our chances of success is by pairing these initiatives like the Melania Trump's AI challenge with President Trump's other main goal in education, which is having more school choice. You have to have 1,000 flowers blooming in order for it to be successful. You can't have a government mandate.
Corey DeAngelis with us, the book Parent Revolution. We'll talk about that in a second. But I notice you've been active. We have been here, too. While all this is good on opening up choice, the rear guard action in a place like Jersey is to go after homeschoolers all of a sudden and to say they have to be teaching the curriculum they were trying to flee, DEI, climate, word by word, apparently. There might be a test or repercussions. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the parents need to stand up and say, "Not today, Satan. You're not coming to my house and brainwashing my kids." It's very ironic, Don. The reason that there's such a high amount of homeschooling right now is because parents saw the DEI in the freaking public school system and said, "To hell with that. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to raise my own kids." And now you have these authoritarian Democrats in New Jersey trying to say, "Oh, well, we're going to try to capture those kids as well." They are going down a wrong side of history here by even attempting to usurp parental rights in education. Guess who else outlawed homeschooling altogether in 1938? The Nazi regime in Germany. They knew that centralized control of education was essential to push their fascist worldview on the rest of the population. They want to brainwash the masses, especially the youth. And this is not going to fly. I mean, even if it passes in New Jersey, this is unconstitutional. I mean, we have 100 years of Supreme Court precedent
on this.
Pierce versus Society of Sisters, where the court famously ruled that the child is not the mere creature of the state. So the Democrats in New Jersey need to back off. And the governor candidates, they need to weigh in here as well. Jack Cittarelli, he's not for this, obviously. But the Democrat, Cheryl, she is in Congress, she voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights a couple years ago. And she also voted against the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. So she's all for this DEI stuff. See, there's also a viral video going around just the other day of her in an interview saying that she supports pushing more gender ideology on
even in homeschooling,
so,
yeah, that everybody should have that. Now,
crazy.
I think it is hopefully going to blow up into the governor's race. Where's the best place to get Parent Revolution? Where do we go, and what's the core of the book?
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. It's like 40% off right now. So get it while it's hot. But it's the parent revolution. It's endorsed by Trump, endorsed by Pete Hegseth and others as well. But it's basically, it shows how the teachers unions overplayed their hand and what parents can do to fight back and win. I mean, because in 17 red states, we've already passed universal school choice post-2020 because the unions really messed up. They showed families that they have so much rot in the school system. They care about the adults, not the kids. And they're focused more on the LGBTs than the ABCs. So this is a toolbook for success. And again, it was endorsed by Trump. So if you think he has a good sense of good things to read, you can go check it out as well. It's on Amazon, The Parent Revolution.
Corey, how's that debate proposal with you and Randi Weingarten when her book on fascism comes out? How's that going?
She's never going to do it. But she copied my book cover. It's the same. It's the same font. It's the same color scheme.
That's right.
Mine says parent in red. Hers says fascist. So she's calling parents fascist. What a great, I mean, come on. They haven't learned anything over the past few years, but never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake.
Exactly. Where do we follow you on Twitter too, where you're really active and cutting edge?
You can follow me there on, at DeAngelis Corey. So it's just my last name, then my first name. And look, I mean, at the end of the day, the unions need to be destroyed. I mean, they should be abolished. FDR had it right. Even he knew that public sector unions were a cancer on American society. And look, you can do so with school choice, holding them accountable through competition, but the teachers need to leave too. There's so many good teachers in the system. They can no longer be compelled to pay union dues. They need to opt out, defund the beast, starve the beast, and join alternatives like the Teacher Freedom Alliance, who I just found out they're giving out free liability insurance to these teachers who leave the union. So you don't need to be worried about getting sued anymore. I mean, the union's not the only show in town, the only game in town that provides this kind of stuff. Donors are so committed to dismantling the unions that they are now offering through the Teacher Freedom Alliance to pay for this personal liability insurance if you opt out. So it's really cool. And that's a two-pronged approach. School choice, hold them accountable, give them monopoly competition, and at the other prong is tell the teachers you don't need to fund your political opponents anymore, because all that union money does is it goes
laundered
to far left causes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Exactly.
Corey, thank you. And again, brilliant stuff yesterday on Fox. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Corey DeAngelis here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839, 40 grand a year in Austin, Texas. And AI for 2 hours. The idea of using, there's several legitimate fears with this. I'm never going to be a fan of the driverless car. That's just personal stuff. And I'm not going to be a fan of some computer umpiring. I'm not.
I think the only one I would be a fan of is the driverless car. Because I've said it time and time in this program again. If we all have driverless cars, there's no need for in-nation flights. Because everyone can just go as fast as they can.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. 855-839-1210. Good stuff. Coming up, I didn't have a chance. Dan brought me in with Dawn today, the speed camera thing. And I think Dawn was in favor of it. I don't want to put words of it. It seemed that way to me on Broad Street. I'm not. Red light cameras, no. And I'll explain why. Well, you know, what's going on with more and more cameras? Are cameras the answer? Look at the cameras at 12th and Chestnut. We caught the whole thing. And look at what happens. Manslaughter, maybe voluntary manslaughter, not murder. How? We have it on tape. We see the whole thing. All right. But right now, Henry's cooking up something special. It's
Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right. We have a nice prize today, too. A pair of tickets to see the Voice, Valentinetti, perform at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on Bucks County Community College. We love the Zlock. This Saturday, September 13th, Henry.
Yeah, Dom. So today for the side question, we're asking for someone or something that you find pretentious.
Yes.
I don't know how this sounds to you, but when I hear that someone was, you know, the main factor in a band that produced four poor-selling but enormously influential studio albums...
Right.
That sounds to me like it's pretentious. Oh, it didn't make any money? Oh, but people like it. Oh, so it's pretentious. They like it years later. They'd be like, oh, this guy was such a revolutionary in this space. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But at the time, it's like, what is this crap? And listening to it now, I have to lean towards the people of that time, where I say, what is this crap? This isn't good music. So while I find this person's music to be incredibly pretentious, this person also found other people of the other bands of the times' music to be incredibly pretentious, including The Who, Frank Zappa, The Doors, and The Beatles. Safe to say, this guy is not a fan of other people. Right. He also wore sunglasses on stage because he couldn't stand the sight of the audience.
Now, that's pretty good, I have a female. I won't say it now because it might be involved in the answer. The all-time pretentious came to me.
Oh, there's no female in this answer, so you can say it.
I can say it?
Yeah.
Yoko Ono. Oh, yeah. That's pretentious,
baby.
Yeah,
that's pretentious. That's home pretentious. Run right
home
there.
Home run. Grand slammer. Kyle Schwarber, move over. Yes.
But I wouldn't subject the audience to that.
No, we're not hearing
box.
Yoko. No. All right, let's hear.
No,
let's
so
hear
yeah,
your
so
photo,
this,
yeah.
So I'm gonna play you this very pretentious artist.
Okay.
In one of his last albums that he recorded with world famous band Metallica, I want to know the guy singing here with Metallica.
What?
This is just slam poetry over a heavy metal soundtrack.
Yeah, just what the heck?
Yeah, so I'm not a fan of this. I find this song and this whole album incredibly pretentious. But I want to know this pretentious artist playing with Metallica.
All right, hit us with that. 855-839-1210. AT&T. By the way, you know one of my credits on my resume? Asked a question of Metallica when they were down here at the Spectrum. And I would tell you, I didn't get within 100 yards. I think it was a football field. It's still, I was afraid of ear damage. You're asking for it. It was that loud. 855-839. Who's this guy in his suit? I didn't have a suit on, but 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, this plays right into the side question. You talk about pretentious. This guy's got it all, baby, to quote George. Let's hear the cover here.
I am a chorus of the voices that gather up the magnets set before me.
Oh, God.
I attract you and repel you.
Oh,
a science of the heart.
Yeah, not Tom.
Alright, let's go to New Car. I don't remember getting Tom and Alanie. He must be into pretentious musicians. Hey Tom, who is it?
Iggy Pop.
No, I don't think Iggy Pop would be it would be pretentious. No, they don't strike me at all. Now this guy's out there. This guy should be marrying Yoko Ono, I think.
This guy is no longer with us. I'll say
Wait a minute. Who stopped the game for a minute?
Yeah.
This the Meghan Markle test. Who's more? I'll give you three. Yoko Ono, Meghan Markle, or the girlfriend. By the way, the Belichicks had three patents turned down of things they tried to trademark.
Yeah. What, like Gold Digger, right?
Yeah.
Was that one of them?
Yeah. I would say Yoko Ono is more insufferable than Meghan Markle.
Yeah, totally.
Think so. Okay. It's close, though. Meghan Markle's. Yeah.
Meghan Markle's bad. Jordan's making her way up there, though.
Yeah.
We'll see if she rears her head.
The Jordan.
Season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Jordan. Is that not a pretentious name right there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What was it in Seinfeld with George? It was, some word that she said. Remember, he broke up with a girl who was the tax accountant for Jerry. And you don't say, she says some word.
Oh, paper mache.
Paper mache. But there was a word she said.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's coming to me. It'll come to me. Jim in Newtown. All right, Jim, who's covering that?
Yeah, this guy is pretentious personified. Is it Lou Reed?
All right, yes, Lou Reed. And yet he has the critics somewhat love this guy, I'd say.
That's what I was saying. Like, yeah. I don't understand how it's like, oh, this band is well-received now, but it wasn't then. It's like, maybe they just stunk then and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, you know what? I know of them. I know the critics, and I never have heard him do anything at length. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This guy belongs with Yoko Ono.
This was his final, like, full-length recording before he passed.
Okay.
Dropped this in 2011 with Metallica.
Right.
And safe to say, it was a bit of a disaster for both of them.
Congratulations, Nick. You're going off to the Zlock, and also you get the belt for today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Oh, man. That fit in beautifully today. They side coming off Adidas. Robert of Ben Salem the other day called his answer, and I said I had a pretentious person who's called it Adidas, just to be, you know.
Yeah.
About like, oh, it's Adidas, not Adidas. What are you talking about? Hoy boy. Did you think of what George said to her? It was a name, but you did not say it this way. You said blank.
Yeah, it's bothering me so much.
It's bothering me, yeah. And the paper mache, the stuff in the hair, the chopsticks in the hair,
someone
too.
Like the comments or something.
Yeah, it was a male name. Somebody, come on, somebody help us out here.
Somebody's a fan, come on.
Yeah, yeah, I can remember the scene, sitting there as he breaks up, and then he has to try to backpedal on it. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. By the way, I like the Babylon Bee. But I call pretension on their laziness on them, Henry. I don't know if you saw this. They put up today the Karen, Philly Karen, going after the guy. And their headline was, shocking, Philly sports fan acts like Philly sports fan. Stealing a kid's home run ball on his birthday, that's pretty standard, said Philly sports fan Mark Madison, made up name. I don't really understand why everyone is acting so surprised and appalled. This is Philly. We're talking about people. Taking memories from kids is just what we do. Again, the meme, the narrative they're playing into, your animals here in Philadelphia, Philadelphia sports fans. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give that a 2 or 3 as far as accuracy. We know about Santa Claus. The Eagles put out a skinny guy with like a mock type of Santa thing. You know, it was a horrible season. They did throw... snowballs.
I think it's hilarious.
You think it's accurate, though?
Well, it's not. Well, you saw who reported this.
Who?
What outlet?
No.
The Babylon Bee.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I know they're trying to, but they're off the mark. I don't think they are.
I mean, I'm okay with them playing into the stereotype because they know it's not true deep down.
Do you think?
Right?
I don't know about that.
I think that's what they're saying here. I kind of see it the other way.
Okay. I think they think it's true, and this is what they're about, so what's the big deal here? That's why I put it up on Twitter.
I find it funny.
I'd have to. No, I like Babylon Bee, but I don't think they're defending Philly sports fans here.
I wouldn't say they are, but I also wouldn't say they're attacking them either. They're just playing into the stereotype. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's malicious. I don't think they're missing the mark here. I think they're...
but I'm not saying malicious. I'm saying more lazy that this is out there, that you hear it all the time. It's become...
But I don't think it's lazy the way if... I'm trying to figure out the way to phrase this correctly, but like I don't think it's lazy the way they reported it because it is a satire story. Like it's playing to the stereotype that the rest of the country thinks about, and I think it's funny that way because...
Yeah... I think they're satirizing. I think they are.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know where they're based or what their knowledge base would be. I'd have to see more of it. All right. It's pretty deep here, whatever they're doing. And Philly Karen's offered $5,000 for the ball. We still don't know the identity, though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Now, speed cameras are going to be up and down. How many miles is it up Broad Street? I don't know if it's 10 or 12 miles from the 7,000 block Old York Road to Patterson Avenue. City leaders consider it to be the busiest and most dangerous stretch of roads, arguably. They will be on places to speak. Not every block. They'll be at 7,000 Old York Road. They'll be at Brown Street, Cecil B. Moore Avenue, Arch Street, Jackson Street in South Philly. That's an outrage. Patterson Avenue, 2800 South Broad. I object to the surveillance state on a matter of principle. Maybe I'm sounding like Rand Paul here. I'm not in Rand's corner about blowing up another. Coast Guard blew up another drug boat yesterday. Rand, at times, tough to take. He's wrong on this. But this speed camera thing, when we have in Philadelphia, you know, city council passed that law. You can't be stopping people for all kinds of motor vehicle violations of one sort or another because it proves that cops are racist. So, we have people driving around in just any way imaginable. We're missing people with guns and drugs and everything else that would be legit car stops. Also, we still have the red light cameras, and they continue to grow. The red light cameras are worse than the speed cameras. Because the red light cameras force you into decisions where accidents could happen. They are more a moneymaker. The biggest right over at City Hall. Don't turn right there to go to South Broad. You get stuck in there, you're getting a ticket. I think over the years, that's been the number one red light camera. They started in Northeast Philadelphia. Now, speed cameras. And anytime this came up, Henry, particularly with Dan, they were putting them up at recreation centers. People thought, hey, why more of this? How about enforcing the laws? We had all kinds of cameras at 12th and Chestnut. What does Larry Krasner do? He charges manslaughter. How about enforcing the laws? Well, Dom, if you're not doing anything wrong, we should have cameras all over the place. More cameras. Is that the answer? Would that help? Cameras all over the place. And who are the people that are speeding? They're the people driving around without insurance, without proper tags, with missing headlights, God knows what, and we're not stopping them. They go end up in Abington. Pat Malloy comes on and says, yeah, we're going to stop you here. And they go, hey, you can't stop me for not having a license plate. I get away with it in Philadelphia. That's the attitude. So how about going after that first before we come up with more ways to surveil people that aren't doing anything? Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us on the pretension side question, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website.
It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Okay, it is Dom time. Kamala Harris shocking people. Talking that Joe Biden, it was not cognitive decline. Joe was just tired. But she did say reckless that he ran in 2024 in the new book. All right. Also, one of a Democrat strategist that I've had on the show does a pretty good show with Mark Halperin and Sean Spicer, said today all kinds of progressives come up to him in Washington and say how refreshing it is to be able to go to the train station. They have big marketplace there, not have to worry about the homeless, et cetera. But we're told these are the support staffers and all. Don't bring this up. Don't attack Trump on it. It's a political loser, but don't praise him. Don't say anything of that nature. And I hope to have Stephen Sun on the show tomorrow, the former head of the Capitol Police that we bring on, because the story in the Washington Post today, National Guard documents cite public fear, veteran shame. The National Guard of being there in D.C. And they say inadvertently this went to the Washington Post. Inadvertently. Can you imagine these people? This is military, too. How about inspiring the troops to know the support they have and what they're doing? Oh, no. We're going to say it's shameful. It's politicized. We don't want to fight crime. Every time you do it, there is another angle. We want the status quo. We're willing to put up with a certain amount of dead bodies. That's it. That's their platform. That's what they're about. All right. Scott in Mount Laurel on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott. Welcome in.
Hey, Tom. I wanted to comment on the guest you had. I can't remember his name. At the end of the first hour when you were talking about school choice.
But Ryan Boyer, He's the president. Here's why he's important. President of the 40,000-member building trades construction, the one who Trump the mayor and got the flyers to agree to build there. And he's a big pro-choice guy.
Yeah, I guess until he's a big pro-choice guy until he's not, right?
But that's what the test was with Josh Shapiro, right?
Right, and the thing is that, what really bothers me about what he said is that he said he wants school choice only where it's needed. So who decides where it is needed? That is the problem with almost every issue that we have, is who decides.
You know what, then? Yes, I should have gone down the metric thing a little bit more there. What's their metric they come up with? We're going to have a certain amount of failure. If 85% are failing, 84%? Yeah. No school choice.
Yeah, or I could be and it's not just about failing. I mean, look at these battles that we have over the agenda and what's in the textbook and what's being taught. Why not just let people who don't agree with the agenda go where they want, because they want control, and we know they want to tell everybody they want to educate your kids the way they want them educated.
Well, two things came out of that, Scott, because I'm being texted by a lot of movers and shakers that they heard there. It's the first time they heard it articulated that Shapiro's for school choice, but in the way that you talked about it, that's not going to fly. And also, when asked about this Bradford and these other Democrats, how skillful is Shapiro if he can't push them aside and get choice if that's what he really wants?
Right. I mean, he's for school choice, I guess, to get poor people out of poor areas. But, you know, God forbid you ever challenge the agenda of what they're teaching in districts that aren't poor.
Right.
Well, no, that's not a need. I mean, you know, what bothers me is people say to me all the time when they have these school choice debates is that, well, you can go to private school, but you're not going to do it with public money. So basically, they want everyone to fund the school of their choice, which is the public
right.
school, but
exactly.
they don't want to fund the school of somebody else's choice.
Yeah, exactly. It is the battle, and he didn't know enough about what's coming up. Governors are already saying, Scott, they'll take the money from the big, beautiful bill. It's free money, has nothing to do with the school budgets. Shapiro, in the end, will not take that. That's what I'll predict.
Yeah, well, they don't want to do school choice. And he can talk about it all he wants. But, I mean, he can say, look, I support Shapiro like he did on every other issue, but he's wrong on school choice. But he won't even say that.
Yes, that's what I thought I was going to hear. You good ear there, Scott. You're going to see this out in the news and all that stuff. There's a lot that went on here that really focuses in on this. So
yeah, we have to exploit it because this is a great issue for us, and it's a marriage of great politics and great policy, as you say, and we have to exploit that. On Seinfeld, the lady said papier-mâché. It was papier. And then he got upset. George says, you're so pretentious. He says, you know, and you met my doorman. I said, this is Sam. And you didn't even just say Samuel. You said Samuel.
That's it. Samuel, Henry. Samuel.
Samuel.
Oh, my God, yes.
That was great stuff. What a show.
Absolutely. So who's your person that is pretentious?
Who is more pretentious than Martha Raddatz?
Ah, okay.
Looking down
thank
her
you,
nose.
Thank you, Scott. Ever- All right, jump in with this. You got your news sounder there. Henry, even if you don't, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is a big one.
All right.
Do you want to say
it? Yeah, just tell us.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was shot at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah just now. He got shot in the neck. His status is unclear as of this moment.
Any details on that?
No, this is just breaking right now.
All right. So if you don't know who Charlie Kirk is, he's often referenced, and I don't fully agree with him on a lot of stuff, but he is a force in conservative politics, and he speaks on a lot of college campuses, and when you watch the video of it, he is very willing to hear the other side, but he debunks it second to none. Henry?
He was satirized by South Park the other week. Cartman imitated him at, you know, debating people on campuses. You've definitely seen his video clips go around for sure.
Right. And recently, Van Jones, we played you, was going after Kirk and alleging racism because of what Charlie Kirk had been saying vis-a-vis the killing in Charlotte. So this is big news, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why it's even bigger news. It's on a college campus. What was the school again?
Utah Valley University.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. That's kind of a I don't know their...
I know them because I'm a big college basketball
fan. Yeah, Utah, you think they might be more conservative, but anybody can bring a gun anywhere. Do we know if they've captured the person or anything else?
This is all breaking right now.
So we'll give you anything before we hand it over to Rich. He'll be on this today. But Charlie Kirk, according to news accounts, shot in Utah. Wow. I mean, this is the type of stuff, predictions, some of them on the other side are going to say, well, you're playing with fire. You're Mr. Second Amendment rights. You know they're going to say it. Instead of saying, look, we differ with the guy, but oh my God, on college campuses, I guess he was lecturing there, doing a thing there. This happens. Wow. All right, we'll give you more. It's the lightning round next, too. We want to get a winner here. And Gary in Newtown, don't go anywhere. I should have taken this one off the board. It is the all-time.
Yeah.
It can't be beaten. We'll see, Henry. I don't want to sway you, but man, this is a good one. All right, straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Dom Giordano, coming to you. Coming to Gary first here. I want to put this up there and see if it can be topped on the lightning round pretentious. Sad to report, Charlie Kirk shot in Utah. I'm over at Chambers tonight on Main Street in Doylestown. Great spot. People calling Henry in about it. I'm going to attempt celebrity bartending. Mostly, you know what I do. I bloviate. Yeah, another beer here. Somebody have to help me pour this. Do not question the head and do not ask, too much head on the beer or not enough head. And do not ask for white wine. Sort of only kidding about that, but don't ask for white wine.
Don't ask Dom. Maybe a different bartender.
Yeah, different bartender. Come on over here and help me with this. I can't touch this. It's too French. Speaking of which, Gary in Newtown. Ah, boy, he schemed this one up. I should have taken him off. All right, Gary, it's a good one. Who is your pretentious?
Tom, I was originally going to go with Thurston Howell III.
Yes, yep.
But Henry didn't know who that was, so I went with my favorite, which is the guy who tells us, turn off your air conditioning while his car is running. Then he gets into his car while it's still running with the AC on, grabs his slice of pizza, eats it sideways from the front end, and then tells us, gets on his private jet. John freaking Curry.
And he's vaguely French-looking. Remember that? That's what they said. He has that French air about him.
God.
Yes. Yes. All right. Boy, people set a high bar here. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, who's yours today?
I'll get right to it. I'll give you my Larry Krasner song later.
Okay.
My answer would be truffle oil. I thought it was a person or a thing. I mean, because, people think that it makes everything, really, really hot, ahoy polloi. I have Kraft macaroni and cheese, but it has truffle oil in it. I mean, it's not the same thing as eating gold leaf. That's just narcissism. If you can afford to eat and crap gold flake, that's fine. But, everybody that thinks that, I have truffle oil in it, and it's not even real truffles. It's fake.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you. Joe of Exton. Joe, what's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. What I find pretentious are persons who, when they retire, want to be called by their professional title rather than by their common law name. For example, Jill Biden prefers being addressed as Dr. Jill rather than as Mrs. Jill Biden.
Gotcha, Joe. Now, look, I have to admit, Henry, fans up. I call people Colonel, even though you've been out of the military for 50 years. The military thing, you got for life. That's it. Colonel Alan West. Jill Biden, though, the thing is, she's not a doctor as we normally think. And I usually say, Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah.
She overly, and her PhD is fraudulent stuff when you're, it's bad.
You know who might second this answer?
Who?
Jimmy Matthews. It's former President Trump.
Former President. No, it's President Trump or Biden for life. You can't take away. I differ with Joe a little. I get where he's going with some of it. If you go, that's Dr. Henry Michette. That's Private Henry Michette. That's producer of the Dom Giordano Show, Dan Borowski. Yeah. Joe in Columbus. Joe of Columbus, I always say, right? That's a professional name, Joe of Columbus. Hey, Joe, what do you have?
I won't use that label because it sounds too pretentious.
Okay.
But, Don, that Charlie Kirk thing took a lot of the wind out of my sails. I'm going to talk about Van Jones, but we'll save that for another day. My side answer is the Ivy League schools who refuse to have fraternities and instead have eating clubs, where all the indoctrination originated.
Yes, Very nice. And Bill's got a good one, too. Bill, who's yours?
Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
That relates, I was going to make a comment about the National Guard.
I have to do it tomorrow. I have to do it tomorrow, Bill. I apologize. Flat out of time with all the stuff breaking here. But Gavin Newsom's a good one. All right, Henry, there were a lot of contenders. Yeah. Give me a couple. At least we have a choice here.
I want to say there were a lot of strong ones today, but the best ones in my eyes were Earl and Tacone with the truffle oil. That's probably my number one. I can't stand truffle fries, truffle everything nowadays. Joe and Exton with the professional titles after retirement. Tend to agree with him on that one. And Joe and Columbus with the Ivy League clubs. Yeah, just have frats. Why you got to be so much different, all right? I don't need the Porcellian Club. I don't need the...
All
Phoenix.
Right, I hear you, but I got to go with Gary in Newtown.
Yeah, John Kerry.
John Kerry. I don't think you have enough Kerry experience over the years. Oh, my God.
Don't.
Yeah, you'll see vaguely French, the whole stuff that he did. I voted for it before I voted against it. Famous line when he ran. All right, to Gary, your name got... That was great stuff, and Henry was the architect. I was just going to go with words. We went with people and everything else. All right, we'll have a lot more tomorrow, of course, and Rich will coming up on Charlie Kirk. This situation, and we hope to tell you more about the National Guard tomorrow. I'm headed to Chambers on Main Street in Doylestown, 5 to 7. I hope to get there by 5. Celebrity bartending and bloviating. A lot of that tonight. We'll have a blast. Come on over and have a drink for a great cause. Talk Radio 1210, WPHC.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.